This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Indeed, whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah chooses to misguide, none can guide him to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Indeed, the best of all speech is the speech of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of all affairs are innovations, for every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire of hell. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, do you know that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always eager and excited to meet the angel Jibreel? He would be looking forward when Jibreel comes down. Aisha radiallahu anha says that he would even use the miswak, like look and try to appear the best and even smell the best. And in fact, once he asked Jibreel that, "Oh Jibreel, why don't you come more often? Why don't you visit us more often? We want to see you more." And Allah then revealed in the Quran a verse that we recite to this day, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We can only come down when Allah allows us to come down. I wish I could come, but no, it's Allah's decision. When Allah tells us to come, we come. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, let me see you in your original form." So Jibreel said, "Make dua to Allah. I can't, this is from Allah's decision. Make dua to Allah." And so the Prophet made dua that, "Oh Allah, allow me to see Jibreel in his original form." And so, Allah gifted him that vision in one of the most amazing miracles that was given to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in the presence of Jibreel and to see Jibreel in his original form. This is something that not many of the creation have been blessed with. Allah blessed our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be in the presence of the original Jibreel. Jibreel as Allah created him. Generally, when Jibreel would come, he would come in the form of a man. Generally, when Jibreel came down, he would not be in his original form. When the Prophet made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that dua. When did he grant him that dua? On the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. When the Prophet went to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he met all of the prophets, and he saw all of these amazing signs, one of the most amazing blessings of that night. The whole night was a miracle. The whole night was a blessing. But one of the most amazing blessings, which Allah referenced in the Qur'an, Allah mentioned it in the Qur'an, that's how magnificent it is that the Prophet saw Jibreel in his original form. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He saw of the most amazing, kubra, kabir, of the most biggest miracles of Allah he saw. And Allah Azza wa Jal references this vision. What was the vision? The Prophet seeing Jibreel in his original form. And in fact, Jibreel, as we know, is the chosen of all of the angels. Like our Prophet ﷺ is the chosen of all mankind. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusulan wa min al nas. Allah chooses rusul from the malaika and rusul from the mankind. So Allah chose from the malaika the most best of them, Jibreel. And Allah chose from the rusul of the humans the best of them, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel visited every single prophet, every single messenger. Jibreel spoke with every single prophet from the 124,000, from the beginning of time up until our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most amazing miracles and creations of Allah. And he would come regularly in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this earth. One of the senior most sahaba in terms of age, even though she is not well known amongst many Muslims, is somebody by the name of Baraka, Ummi Ayman. Ummi Ayman was Abdul Muttalib's gift to Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was a slave at the time, and she was probably 8, 9, 10 years old. She took care of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and she was like a second mother to him. And she saw every, can you imagine what she saw? She saw everything from the beginning. And she lived until after the Prophet ﷺ. She passed away a few years after the Prophet ﷺ. Can you imagine how we wish we could hear her stories? Inshallah, one day in Jannah, we hope we can ask her all the stories we want. After the death of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, they said, you know, we should visit Ummi Ayman, like our Prophet ﷺ would regularly do. This is called Silatul Rahim. This is called fulfilling the ties of the dead. The Prophet ﷺ would visit this motherly figure in his life regularly. She was a freed slave. She was not somebody known to many people, but she took care of the Prophet ﷺ. So after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar said, let us go visit Ummi Ayman, like the Prophet ﷺ used to visit. So the two senior most companions visited Ummi Ayman. When she saw them, all the memories flooded back, and she began crying and sobbing. Abu Bakr said, Ya Ummah, our dear mother, we all miss the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, he's in a better place now. He's in Firdaus. What did Ummi Ayman say? She said, Wallahi, I know he is in a better place. And of course we miss him. But I am crying, listen to this, because the connection that we had with Allah and the wahi that would come down, Jibreel would come visit us, that has now been cut off. We don't have that connection anymore. With the going away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no more wahi coming down. There is no new Quran coming. We would be excited when the revelation came. We'd be excited when Jibreel came with something new. She was crying because that connection with Jibreel had been cut off. That connection with the wahi had been cut off. This was how they would look forward to a new revelation that Jibreel would bring down. Dear Muslims, why am I talking about Jibreel? Because Allah has blessed every one of us with the opportunity to be in the presence of Jibreel. There is a night that is so blessed. There is a night that is so magnificent that Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed the greatest creation of His angels. Allah has commanded the most magnificent of all of the angels to come down and be in our presence because of the blessedness of that night. It is the only night of the year that Jibreel visits us again after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, he comes down the way he is. We cannot see him, but he is as he is. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Allah mentions it for us. He wants us to know it's not a normal night. It's not an average night. I am sending the best of the angels down to all of you. Don't you understand and realize? I am allowing Jibreel to come and I'm telling him. And Allah references to us. He literally reminds us, O mankind, I am telling you Jibreel is coming down. That's how special this night is. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. The ruh in it is Jibreel. All of the angels come and Jibreel. So Allah mentions all the angels and then He mentions only one because there is only one Jibreel. And Allah reminds us this is the only day that Jibreel is going to come down. One of the Sahaba, it is narrated that he would have special clothes that he would put in a special box. And he would wear it, not on Eid, but on Laylatul Qadr. One of his family members said that, oh father, why are you dressing like this on Laylatul Qadr? Wait for Eid to come. And he said, Subhanallah, Jibreel is coming down. Shouldn't I dress up for him? Jibreel is coming. Shouldn't I prepare myself to be prepared? When I come, I'm looking my best when Jibreel sees me. Another of the tabi'un would have his most expensive perfume. He would store it in a container and he would use that perfume every night of the odd nights of Ramadan so that he's smelling the best. This is the philosophy, the psychology of the Salaf. That they appreciated, they understood that the angels are going to be in our midst and the angels are seeing us and we want to look our best, appear our best, do our best because the angels see us and they make dua for us when they see our ibadah. When the angels see us standing in Qiyam, in Sajda, in Tilawa. This is on any night, not just Ramadan. On any night when the angels see us, they make istighfar for us. They ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us. This is in the Quran and Sunnah, we all know. But especially on Laylatul Qadr, can you imagine we have the opportunity for Jibreel to make dua for us, for Jibreel to see us, and see us in Qiyam and see us in Sajda. How can we possibly give up that opportunity? How can we let go of this blessing and prize that has been given to us? The greatest of all angels is coming down and he shall scour this entire earth and we have the opportunity to be standing and praying and asking Allah Azza wa Jal and to be witnessed by those angels. Laylatul Qadr, wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. The phrasing of the Quran, what will make you understand? You will never understand. Our limited minds will never comprehend the magnificence that is Laylatul Qadr. When Allah says wama adraka, the meaning here is you're never going to understand, but I'll try to explain to you that from our limited minds, maybe you'll understand that this one night is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayru min alf shahr. Maybe you'll understand this one aspect. It is better than, not equivalent to, better than. It's more than. One night is more than a lifetime of worship. It is narrated in the Muwatta of Imam Malik that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the previous lifespans and he realized they lived for many, many centuries and he said, oh Allah, how can my ummah compete with those people? My ummah is going to live for 60, 70 years. They live for hundreds of years. How can my ummah compete with them? As a loving prophet, what he was worried about, he wanted to see us succeed. He wanted to see us number one. And he is saying, ya Allah, how can my ummah compete when they had a longer time? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed only for our ummah. He blessed us with Laylatul Qadr. Every year, He gave us a night. That one night is equivalent to more than 80 years of worship. So every year we live, it is as if we have a lifetime of worship that the other ummas did not have. This is a unique blessing given to our ummah. No previous ummah was given it. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. This one night of worship will give us more than 83 years of continuous worship. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, how stingy can we be? How miserly can we be? How can we possibly not be excited to wake up the night of Laylatul Qadr and to do extra on Laylatul Qadr? Do the math. Every minute of Laylatul Qadr is worth more than 2.5 months of worship. Every minute. Can you imagine simply saying 10 times SubhanAllah will give you 2.5 months of dhikr and ibadah? How can we possibly trivialize this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Laylatul Qadr. It is called Laylatul Qadr because Qadr means magnificence. Qadr means significance. It is the most magnificent night. And those who worship Allah on that night become magnificent. Those who worship Allah become qadr, become people of status. Laylatul Qadr is called qadr because qadr means predestination. And on this night, our qadr is announced for the rest of the year. On this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, our qadr, who shall live, who shall die, who shall be given a child, who shall increase rizq, whose sickness is going to be cured, who shall fall sick. On this night, Allah announces to the angels the roster, the list of duties of what they have to do for the rest of the year. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Every affair that has been decreed, min kulli amr, everything that has been decreed, the angels come down, their tasks have been assigned. And what did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Nothing changes qadr other than dua. Nothing changes qadr other than dua. In other words, our dua has the impact, has the possibility, has the potentiality to change our qadr. How can we not be begging Allah while our qadr is being decided, while our qadr is being announced? How can we not be standing in prayer and begging Allah, oh Allah, bless us with the best qadr of this year. Oh Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the next world. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Our du'as on that night have the potential to affect the upcoming year. How can we be asleep out of laziness and not be standing in prayer? Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never spend the whole night awake on any night of the year. He would sleep certain portions of the night, one third, half, two thirds, he would sleep, except for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The only time of the entire year that he would not sleep until after Fajr is the last 10 nights. And on those 10 nights, our mother Aisha says, he would tighten his belt. We all know what that means. You're going to get serious now. He would raise up his sleeves, we say in English. He would tighten his belt and he would wake his family and he would spend the entire night in ibadah. Now, brothers and sisters, I know we have to be realistic. And I know many of us have jobs and we have to go to work at 8, 9 a.m. the next morning. I understand many of us cannot spend the whole night awake. By the way, those who can, they should. And those who are able to take holidays, wallahi, if you can take a holiday or two on the odd nights of the next day, it is better than taking a holiday to go on a vacation or something. This is the real holiday that you should try to have. But if you can do it, fine. If you cannot do that, I understand we cannot spend the whole night awake. At least spend whatever you can. There is no time in the entire year that is more precious than this time of Laylatul Qadr. That is why Allah calls it Layla Mubaraka. The Quran mentions Laylatul Qadr many times, 3 times in Surah Al-Qadr, and 2 times outside of the surah. 5 times Allah references Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We have sent this Quran down on a blessed night. Allah chose this night to reveal the Quran. Laylatul Qadr was the night the incident of Iqra took place on the next day. This is a special day from the beginning of history, from the revelation of the Quran. This is the night that Allah Azza wa Jal chose. It is a layla mubarakah. What does mubarakah mean? Mubarakah means it is blessed. Mubaraka means a small amount goes a long way. Baraka means to increase the utility of something. So one night has been increased to 83 years. What more baraka do you want? One night will give you a lifetime of worship. And that night is only 8 hours. And actually from after Isha, it's only 6 hours. 6 hours, that's all that it is. How can we trivialize those 6 hours? They are more precious to us than any time of the year. So dear brothers and sisters, we're about to enter that phase. And it is so blessed and it is so magnificent that our Prophet ﷺ linked our entire salvation to that one night. In the famous hadith in Sunan al-Nisa'i, when the month of Ramadan began, our Prophet ﷺ stood up to give a sermon and he said, "A blessed month has come to you. In it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Out of all of the things of Ramadan, at the beginning of the month, he reminded them, there is one night that is better than 1,000 months. Then he said, listen to this. Whoever is deprived of the blessings of that night has been deprived of all good. If you cannot motivate yourself to do something extra on those nights, then wallahi, when can you motivate yourself? That's a blunt question. If you're not going to be able to motivate yourself to do something extra on these nights, few nights, 5 nights that are odd, 5 candidates, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, that's all that it is. And if you do not have it in you to do something extra as much as you can, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is deprived, man haruma, whoever deprives himself from those nights, haruma al-khayra kulla, all good has been deprived of him. If you're not going to change in Ramadan, and if you're not going to sacrifice for Laylatul Qadr, then what could you possibly sacrifice for? And that is why our iman, our salvation is linked to doing something on Laylatul Qadr. That's why our Prophet ﷺ linked the entire forgiveness of Ramadan. Whoever fasts Ramadan, whoever stands in prayer in Ramadan. And then he said, whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know exactly what Laylatul Qadr is. We all know the controversies. Our Prophet ﷺ did not tell us out of a wisdom to him. Allah Azza wa Jal chose not to tell us. He said in an authentic hadith that I wanted to tell you Laylatul Qadr, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that knowledge away, and perhaps that is better for you. This hadith is in Bukhari. He came out to tell us the exact night. He knew it. And then Allah lifted that knowledge from him. Then he said, so whoever wants to find it in one of the odd last nights of Ramadan. 5 candidates. Come on. How lazy can you possibly be? We have 365 days of the year. 5 candidates. That's all that it is. 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. And out of them, 23, 25, 27 are the highest candidates. And out of them, 27 is the highest candidate. Yes, but we do not know for certain what day is Laylatul Qadr, what night is Laylatul Qadr. So every one of these nights, dear brothers and sisters, that is a candidate for Laylatul Qadr. One of the Sahaba said, wallahi, if Allah did not tell us even the month of Laylatul Qadr, the blessings are so much, it would be enough for us to pray tahajjud every single night, because one of the nights must be Laylatul Qadr. How much more so when Allah has said 1 month? How much more so when He has said the last 10 days? How much more so when He has said the odd nights of the last 10 days? Allah has made it so easy for you. Show Allah that you want to get Laylatul Qadr. Show Allah that every one of these nights you're going to do something. And insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah will see that sincerity and dedication and will bless us to be of those who pray on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, al-wahid al-ahad, al-samad, al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad wa ba'du. So what should we do on Laylatul Qadr? What are the main things to be done? Obviously, the greatest act of worship on Laylatul Qadr is the Salah. And that is why we pray extra on Laylatul Qadr. And that is because Salah combines between all of the ibadat. Salah has ruku', Salah has sajda, Salah has tilawa of the Quran, Salah has dhikr, Salah has dua. And especially on Laylatul Qadr, we should elongate our qiyam. We will be doing qiyams as well here in the masjid, and you're free to come here. And if you're able to pray at home as well, pray at home. And if you're able to do more khushu' at home, do more khushu' at home. Between home and the masjid, you choose the one where your khushu' is more. For some people, they can attain better tranquility at home when they're alone. And for others, they need to hear the Quran and be in the ambience, whichever one works for you. Whether you do it private or whether you do it in public, the goal is that your khushu' is there. And even if you come to the masjid will be our taraweeh, and then we'll have qiyam at night, and there's plenty of other hours as well. So the number one deed that should be done is that of salah. And in the salah, we should elongate the sajda and the ruku', and we should recite much Quran. So this salah is a long salah. And in the sajda, we increase our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sincerity, from our hearts. We ask Allah, begging Allah azza wa jal, knowing He can hear us, knowing only He can give us what we want. We open our hearts to Allah and have a direct conversation in a secret voice and a small whispering, and Allah hears that whispering. We should have ilm al-yaqeen that Allah is hearing and seeing, and Allah can give us what we want. So the number one action is that of salah. Number two, that also between the salahs that we do, because we cannot just pray all 8 hours or 7 hours, between the salah we do dhikr, and we say the tasbih and the takbir and the tahmid, and we say istighfar, and we say the famous dua that our Prophet ﷺ taught Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. This is a powerful dua, because afu means to erase all of our sins. It is actually more powerful than maghfirah. Maghfirah is also powerful, but it means to cover the sins. Afu means it's as if it never existed. So afu, to wipe the paper clean. There's no trace left. There's no markings. It's as if we never did the sin. So we want this Ramadan to wipe our sins clean as if we never did them. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That's the dua that we make. As well, on this night, we should do any good deed, especially feeding the hungry and giving charity. So from now, before those nights begin, earmark, where am I going to give my charity? Look at the charities you want. And then on those nights, if you can physically go and give, or these days online if you can give, but know the charities you're going to give to, and then give something every single one of those nights. Can you imagine a charity that will give you the reward of 1,000 months of continuous charity? So give charity on this night. As well, on this night, of the deeds that are good to do, and not a lot of people think about them, is the cleansing of the heart, internal. Look at your own heart. What diseases are there? Jealousy, hatred. Do you have something in your heart against somebody? Cleanse it. Make it a pure heart. Make it qalb saleem. You be pure, and Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you. Also on this night, silatul rahim. It's a night to have connections with those family members that you cut off. Of the greatest of good deeds is to be connected with your family, and especially prepare for that Eid, because on the day of Eid as well, we want to be connected with our family. Every single good deed that we do, every single good deed, and of course, of the things that we do, we make dua for our qadr. We make dua for the upcoming year. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the best in this upcoming year. And of the things that we need to make dua for is our iman and our taqwa and our guidance. Dear Muslims, our du'as should not only be about this dunya. Yes, make du'a of this dunya. We want money. We all want good money and halal money. We want good family. We want peace. All of us want this. But make sure, along with the du'a of this world, we make du'a for the next world. We make du'a for guidance in hidayah. We make du'a for maghfirah. We make du'a for the guidance of our children, for the iman of our children. This is the night to make du'a for all of these things. It is the du'a of qadr. Brothers and sisters, there is no more blessed time in the entire year than the upcoming time. And Allah gives a qasam, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. The 10 nights, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. These are the 10 nights. We are about to enter them. So brothers and sisters, get psychologically prepared. Get motivated. Understand the significance of these days. And then give it your utmost. Because dear brothers and sisters, statistically again, there are people sitting right here that are not going to be here next year. There are people sitting right here, statistically, that are in all likelihood not going to be here next year. For some of us, this might be our last Ramadan. For every one of us, there will be a Ramadan that will be our last Ramadan. So every time these 10 nights come, we give it our best, 110%. because the time will come when we won't have that opportunity to give it our best. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are standing and praying on Laylatul Qadr and whose dua is accepted. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tada'na fi hadhal yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون، يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني.